Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey traveler, I am your host, Zach Honig, and it is finally here, the end of season one of Miles Away. This is our season finale episode. On Miles Away, we explain how to get to some of the world's most luxurious destinations using your points and miles. And today, we're going to highlight some of the best trips and tips from the first season. Our staffers and guests deplane from trips across the globe and come straight to TPG to talk about their favorite itineraries and attractions, the best airlines and hotels, and, of course, the credit cards that make it all possible. Stay with me as we globetrot from French Polynesia to Cape Town and everywhere in between. Getting to and from paradise is pretty easy if you know how to do it. TPG's former senior writer Darren Murph shares tips from his best trip to date, a once-in-a-lifetime visit to French Polynesia, the most Googled honeymoon destination in the world.
French Polynesia is hands down one of the world's most spectacular otherworldly places. It is completely extraordinary in every way. The watercolor is unlike you'll see anywhere else in the world. The culture there is very unique. The food is incredible. And the resort quality there is exceptional. And it's also in a unique part of the world where they don't really have the wind and water effects and damage that hurricanes can bring. Mm-hmm. So what that allows them to do is build overwater bungalows similar to what you'd find in the Maldives.
Darren Murph, former TPG senior writer. Make sure you check out the entire episode. It's one of my favorites, and it was our series premiere. Next up, we get a deal alert to fly over to Central Europe and talk all things Croatia, a country that's become a hotspot over the last few years. This time, we invite TPG travel editors Melanie Lieberman and Sam Rosen to chat both sides of the aisle. Easy sightseeing and lazy beaching with a dash of adventure mixed in. Have a listen and figure out how you'd want to explore one of the most popular tourist destinations on Earth. There's been a lot of hype, I would say, about Croatia recently.
Definitely.
It's still a pretty reasonably priced country to visit, right? I mean, you're not going to spend a ton of money compared to maybe some other...
I think it depends where you are. Like, for example, when I was in Dubrovnik, the points hotels in both points and cash were insane. And my friend and I end up staying at, like, some, like, random hotel, like, not really on the outskirts, but, like, it was, like, a 10-15 minute walk to, like, the center of the city. I think Split was a little bit more reasonable, but Dubrovnik was expensive.
Would you say it lived up to the hype, though? Would
yes
you go
and
back?
No. Personally, I like Split better than Dubrovnik. Interestingly enough, when my friend and I, we took a car and our driver was from Split, and he was saying that it's, like, a kind of well-known thing that, you know, some of the people there, you know, are just not the most welcoming to tourists.
I see. Okay.
So I would say that it does live up to the hype in terms of, like, the architecture, and it's beautiful. Like, you walk around and you think to yourself, like, 500 times, like, how is this place real?
I think I benefited from not knowing all that much walking into it. It is one of my preferred ways to travel, just because you're pleasantly surprised sort of no matter what. And having gone to destinations that people don't talk about that much, so the trio of parks we went to really don't get a lot of attention outside of Europe, or like I said, outside of these niche communities. So I was stunned. I was really surprised that I had never heard about these destinations before. And I had been warned ahead of time about Croatian hospitality being sort of unexpected. Everybody we met was super helpful, very hospitable. But after you approach them, there's not that kind of warmth that you get in other places.
It's not like, Melanie, you're from America, tell me your story.
Yeah, no, I was very fond of that, to be honest. So we stayed at Airbnbs, and all of the hosts, you know, came out, introduced themselves, made sure we were okay, and then really left us alone. And it was very much that we're here if you need us. If you don't need us, enjoy your trip. So it's a different type of hospitality. So we went to three national parks. We went to North Velebit. We went to Paklenica, and we went to Plitvice, which is one of the most famous national parks. If you've heard of any Croatian national parks, it's probably that one. It's the turquoise lakes. It is impossible to take a bad picture. We also went to Paklenica, which is the rock climbing mecca of Europe. It was the first time I've ever traveled to rock climb.
Find out more about which Croatian national parks Melanie visited, Sam's favorite hotels, and of course, which credit cards you should bring along by listening to the full episode. It's number 19 in season one. Stay tuned for more of our season finale, Cape Town and an American road trip, right after this.
What's up, travel nerds? This is your host, Brian Kelly, the points guy. TPG's the ultimate guide to maximizing your travel through points and miles. We give hands-on advice and tested tips for making your adventure around the globe well worth it, and sometimes even close to free. And my podcast, Talking Points, is where you'll hear from influential people who are changing the way we travel, like boss ladies in the travel space.
If you told me then that I would be in this role today and this role would even exist and the company would look like it does today, I would have never believed it.
Top executives who have those inside tips on loyalty rewards.
As a Hilton Honors member, you'll walk in and with our connected room, it'll know you right away. It'll authenticate you. It'll turn on your room and bring you back to your setting.
And the ins and outs of your favorite points and miles programs.
If you want to fly Singapore Airlines first class for a red eye, so Singapore to Tokyo is going to be 50,000 miles one way.
Stay current with me, Brian Kelly, and my show, Talking Points. It drops every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts. Head to thepointsguy.com/podcast to learn all about it. Subscribe for free. And if you love me, share it. But most importantly, safe travels.
Welcome back to the season finale of Miles Away. I'm your host, Zach Honig. We head to South Africa now, Cape Town to be exact, with MSNBC's weekend anchor, Kendis Gibson. Kendis is an award-winning journalist, not to mention a world traveler. For this episode, we invited him on to talk all about his favorite spots and why Cape Town should be your very first stop in South Africa if you've never been.
Cape Town's just this natural beauty, and I've bounced around. I've done Durban, Kruger, obviously, and Johannesburg, and I have some friends in Pretoria. I've spent a lot of time in the country. I like to drive around the country, the Garden Route, which is absolutely beautiful in the southeast, and just the history, colonialist history of it is staggering and amazing at how it's come back from that. Their reconciliation after Nelson Mandela came out of prison back in the early 1990s has just been absolutely amazing. And you look at the South African flag and it is an indication of the blending of all the cultures and the people that are there. And that's what they try to do. You would think as if there would be this sort of racist overtone when you get there. I didn't get that sense at all. I'm sure it's there. Of course, it has to be there. But not as much as I would feel in other parts of this country still to this day.
Would you say that you'd be doing yourself a disservice by focusing on Cape Town exclusively, or would it make sense for, you know, a first trip?
First trip, focus on Cape Town. There's so much to do. Every single day that you're there is a different experience. So I definitely focus on Cape Town. If you're going to do more than one experience in South Africa, I'd say do Cape Town and then do one of the national parks. Go to Kruger or go to a safari just to mix it up.
You can follow along with Kendis on social at Kendis Gibson on Twitter and Instagram. And tell me, listen to his episode. That's number 21 in season one. Cape Town is about to become more accessible to U.S.-based visitors thanks to United's new nonstop from Newark, heading out this December. And I will be on the inaugural flight. Make sure to check out thepointsguy.com for details on that trip and follow me at Zach Honig on Instagram for the latest on my South African adventure. Last up, if you've been thinking about getting to know the United States a little bit better, we've got you covered here too. Travel expert Lee Ebamonte stopped by to share his tips on how to conquer the famed Four Corners in the Southwest.
There's no better place in the world to do a road trip than the United States. I've driven almost every damn highway in America, and it is just beautiful, especially out west.
How many times have you done a road trip out west?
Honestly, hundreds. And Arizona and California are the two most beautiful states in the country, just perfect for road tripping. And first of all, you could drive about 100 miles an hour out there. So, you know, when I say a few hours, that could be like 300 miles. There's a ton to do. And no matter how many times you do it, like if you go to the Grand Canyon, like probably 10 times or something like that, it's always going to be different because the weather's different, the lighting is different, the experience is different, and there's always things that you miss along the way. I always say that the most beautiful part of America is around Four Corners, convergence of Arizona, Utah, Colorado, and New Mexico. Just the natural beauty, the color of the rocks, especially if you get towards sunset and you get that amazing kind of purplish, bluey, pink, vanilla sky. It's just, there's no sky like it in the world. And as you get closer to Four Corners, the sunsets just get amazing. The colors get amazing. The natural landscape landscapes are incredible, and it's just something that really has to be seen. I always tell every American that they should road trip their own country before, or at least at some point during their international travels as well. There's definitely costs involved, obviously. I mean, you're spending, let's say you spend 2 weeks. First of all, you got to rent a car for 2 weeks. And you guys know that if you rent in one place and then drop off in another place, you have to pay the drop-off destination fee, which can be expensive. So shop around a little bit. The more you look, the better deals you can usually find. And then, of course, if you can find some discount codes, not that I would recommend Googling stuff that you're not a part of, but that's definitely a possibility. And you could save hundreds of dollars, literally. With regards to permits, get a National Parks Pass. They're like $80 for the entire year, and then you don't have to pay entry into any National Park Service site. So that includes national parks, national monuments, national recreation areas. So everything that I mentioned before would be included in that. And costs for hotels obviously can add up. So just plan accordingly. There's a lot of points hotels out there. Accor has a lot of hotels. Obviously, Marriott. I stayed a lot of Spring Hill Suites and Courtyards now that Marriott and Starwood are merged. And generally, they don't cost that much. They could be like $60 to $100. So you have to weigh the actual cost of the hotel versus how much points it is, just like you would anywhere else. But it's shocking how much money you can actually save and how inexpensively you can stay in decent places. I mean, obviously, depending on your budget, they also have Super 8s and Motel 6s and things like that, Extended Stay America, that type of deal. Obviously, there's a million of them and people do it.
Lee is one of the youngest people to have traveled to every single country in the world. You can follow along with him at leeabamonte.com and listen to the full Road Rules episode. That's number 26. And another one he guest starred on, all about St. Helena. That's episode 3, also from season 1. Get ready for Miles Away Season 2. It's going to be even better. And instead of coming to you from our boardroom, we're going to bring you along with us on our adventures, Globetrekker style. Stay tuned for details on our relaunch in 2020. Thanks to the podcast team at TPG and to the entire staff for providing endless global coverage. Follow along with us on social at The Points Guy to get the latest. Our production team is Margaret Kelly and Caroline Shagrin. Social by Nat Rowe and Caitlin Riddell. Music by Alex Schiff. I'm Zach Honig. Safe travels, and thanks for listening to Miles Away.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.